Hi, my name is Lloyd Lockridge, and I'm the host of a new podcast from Odyssey called Family Lore. In this podcast, I'm going to have people on to tell unusual and sometimes far-fetched stories about their families.
I've heard my whole life that she invented the margarita.
And then we're going to investigate those stories and find out how much of it is true.
He gets a patent 1 month before the Wright brothers. Oh my God.
Please follow and listen to Family Lore, an Odyssey podcast, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
Good afternoon, St. Louis, DGS, 104.1 FM, KMOX. Man, I almost forgot how to open the show after 3 days off.
It was a long break, wasn't it?
I didn't get in my car.
Not once?
No.
Man.
I mean, I got in there and sat there for a while once.
Well, yeah. Like I need to charge the batteries.
I just did budden.
Oh, gotcha.
Man, speaking of cars, I started up my car this morning, and it was like, you need to immediately change your oil.
Oh,
it didn't give me any warning. Like, because sometimes it'll be like, oh, you're at 20%. I'm at 5%.
Yee! Yeah, you better get that done.
So I'm going to get that done, like, tomorrow morning.
Having blown a couple of engines in my day.
Yeah.
Not good.
Not good to be on, like, the very final moments of that.
Right. Yeah, I didn't throw out my back, because to throw out your back, you have to be vertical. But I swear, I tweaked my back, my lower back, where my butt turns into my back turns into my butt. Mm-hmm. There's that no man's land where they fight over it. Mm-hmm. Like, this is ass territory. Mm-hmm. Just hurt so bad from just lying there for 3 days, watching baseball. It was simultaneously wonderful and terrible. Yeah, no, right?
Sounds
yeah,
good to
I
me.
Mean.
Yeah.
It was. It was just like, what am I doing with my life? That I started to get up and do something, and I'm like, this is crazy. I'm
back to the
couch.
I need
to lay back down.
My butt hurts.
Paul's asking, does Dave wake up in the middle of the night to watch F1? I do. I haven't recently, but I've done it many, many times. I'm an F1 guy.
Oh.
I'm a racing guy. My grandpa... Grandpa Glover built some of the very first race cars ever, like in the 20s and stuff. In fact, if you Google Dick Glover Racing, you'll see pictures of him. And he had the Glover Ranger. I don't know if he patented it, but he created a race car with an airplane engine called the Glover Aviator. And so my dad was really into it. We'd go to Tri-City Speedway all the time. And I've been to NASCAR. I've driven NASCARs. And yeah. So I'm into it.
Very cool.
Thank you, Paul. How about you guys? Did you get off your backs?
Yeah.
I did a couple times, but I mostly laid on the couch as well. It was one of those weekends. It was rainy
really
and gloomy.
Was.
And I got up and ran errands and stuff and cleaned the apartment a little bit. But for the most part, it was, White Lotus season finale was on last night. So there was a lot of TV watching in anticipation of that.
Yeah.
And now I'm sad because that's...
How did you like the ending? I've heard mixed reviews.
I was fine with it. I'm not like typically a person who's like, the ending was so bad. I think the ending is what it is on many, many things.
Jake, I'm a McLaren guy. Oh, you said say you're a McLaren guy. Yeah, I like McLaren. We're having a private conversation here.
Yeah.
If you'd like to join us, you can go to YouTube and stream the show during, after, before.
It's always there.
Yeah, it's always there. Yep. Multiverse.
Nice.
Okay. Can we start with sports?
Whatever you like.
WTF?
Dude.
What's going on?
Well, nothing good over the weekend. I shouldn't say that. The offense was good.
The offense was good.
Over the weekend in Boston. They scored 20 runs in three games. You should win two of three if you're scoring 20 runs in three games.
Yes.
So that's the good news. The bad news is everything else. The pitching stunk. Plante was okay. It wasn't terrible.
Man, Helsley.
But I've never seen him do that. Walked four guys in the ninth inning, came in with a two-run lead in the first game yesterday and just didn't have it. No command, wound up blowing the game. And that obviously led to last night, which was just Miles Michaelis wearing it.
Look, I'm sure Miles is a wonderful man, a fine man, a good father. But, Lord... If ever I could hit off someone.
Miss a bat, guy.
Miss a bat.
Well, he's on my nerve today, too, because he after the game, he literally said the words.
Him's got one nerve.
Sometimes there's not much you can do. Yeah, how about this? I hate that idea because that's making it sound like it's bad luck. You know, like I made some good pitches. He said, I think Ollie said something like, can't do anything when it's not hit at someone. Well, yeah, but. You know, when you give up six hits at 100 miles an hour or more, in 2 2/3 innings, because that's all you last. And that didn't even count the other two that were over 96 miles an hour. So you gave up 8 balls that are considered super hard contact while recording 8 outs. And you got 2 swings and misses in 81 pitches.
And maybe
you threw 81 pitches and they missed twice.
Maybe this shouldn't matter, but it
does
to me.
That's not bad luck.
When you're making 17 mil a year,
yeah,
be better.
Again, everybody has a bad day. That's not what I'm talking about.
No.
Like, people get lit sometimes.
Yeah.
That's okay. But your message after the game shouldn't be, yeah, you know, sometimes you don't get the breaks.
No.
Those aren't breaks. You got rocked.
Yeah.
If that is all that's there, you're not good enough. But I don't think it is. He can be better than that. But I don't like the messaging that makes it seem like it's bad luck when it's rocket after rocket after rocket. I mean, again, 6 pitches hit at 100 miles an hour or more in just 2 2/3 innings is insane. That shouldn't happen in 7 innings or 8 innings, let alone 2 2/3. So I don't like the whole, well, I had a bad day, bad breaks for me today. I don't like that. But that's not even the story, really, because the entire bullpen got blown out in all of these, even yesterday's first game.
Yeah.
That was a normal game until the ninth. It was 4-2, right?
Yeah, right.
Even then, you had to use, you know, Pallante went less than 5 innings, so you had to use 5 relievers in that game, and you end up losing it because your closer blows it. So now you're in today, your first game in Pittsburgh. Who's even available? I mean, Libertor starting, he's not going to give you more than 5, maybe 6 if you're lucky.
Could be 3.
Who's available? I mean, Maton's available. Other than that, who knows? And they're not making a roster move, so it's going to be really interesting. And then you got Skeens tomorrow that you're facing.
Yeah.
And that doesn't have anything to do with your pitchers, but it has to do with you needing to pitch well, right?
As I texted you over the weekend, Skeens doesn't seem quite right to me.
I mean,
he's an amazing pitcher.
Oh, he shut the Yankees down.
Boy, doesn't seem right.
You mean he's weird?
Yeah.
I mean,
that boy ain't right.
He's a little obsessed. Actually, you know what? I got to think about this. I'm not sure he is going to pitch Tuesday because I think he pitched Saturday. So maybe he's on Wednesday. Either way,
we got to face him.
There's something. I mean, look, that first of all, he's the size of a Bigfoot.
Yeah.
I mean, he's like 6'6", 260 or something crazy like that. And he throws 102 miles an hour, and he's got 7 pitches.
With movement.
And he can one ball's going to run to the right, the other one's going to cut to the left, and he's got a slider, he's got a curveball. His best pitch is his splinker, which is a splitter-sinker mix that's like 96 miles an hour.
How about that kid that we faced yesterday? He was good.
Which one?
The one who made his debut, the second
game. Oh, Dobbins?
Yeah,
he's all right. He's talented.
Yeah,
he had good fastball, good breaking ball.
Like to have him.
I'm not sure. He's not really viewed as like a quote-unquote top prospect, but he's very gifted.
I'm going to say something, and maybe it's just emotion. At this point, if I were in charge, I would start any pitcher we have on the roster over Michaelis.
Well, I mean, I've been saying that for a year. I thought they should have moved on in the offseason, whether that meant eating the contract or not, because the numbers don't lie, right? Over the last 2 full seasons, Miles is one of the 4 worst in baseball in terms of earned run average of all the starters that have worked a certain number of innings. Basically, if you qualify for the ERA title, right, he's the 3rd or 4th worst ERA, and the other numbers match it, right? It's not like, again, not bad luck. You know, when you look at things like expected ERA and hard hit rate against all that, he's been one of the worst starters in baseball the last 2 years, and it's on him to fix it. And it's on the team to realize when it can't happen anymore, right? I know the team worries about having coverage. You know, they don't want to go through 6 months and not have enough pitchers or maybe wear out some young guys that aren't ready for heavy workloads where Miles can go get you 180, 190, 200 innings. But if those innings are going to look like what the last 2 years have looked like, not just yesterday, like yesterday's one thing. That's an outlier, right? Nobody, that's not going to happen to him every time out. But if your ERA is going to be around 5... Is it really that good to have the innings? Because how many games are you losing because of that? Now, again, it's, you know, you're 4-5. Your big picture, it's not that big of a deal, right?
Although the next week is so important for the fans.
That's the key point.
We're on the precipice.
That's really, to me, the biggest takeaway from the weekend. It's not really going to change your real future,
not
right?
Not real.
You know, 4-5 through 9 games is not the end of the world. In fact, if you had said, look at the first 9 games. You got Minnesota 3 times, you got Boston 3 times, and you got the Angels 3 times. I probably would have guessed 5-4 or 4-5. Like, that's not crazy. That's not it. But that's a bad look when you're trying to convince people to come back out to the ballpark.
Mm-hmm.
Because what people saw this weekend was everything they saw the last 2 years magnified. So now the people that have been doubtful are more doubtful. And that's the real problem, right? It's not necessarily that you're out of any race. You're not. It's too early for that. You could easily, you know, go on a run at any point and win 7 out of 10, and now you're 3 games over 500, and things can look good. But every setback has two parts to it. There's the real, the impact on the standings, and then there's the impact on people that you're trying to convince to come to the ballpark. And those are two different battles that are happening at the same time. And this weekend was terrible for that second battle.
Sure. Well, it gives people an excuse.
Right. It's like, okay, see, if I'm of the opinion that they have to show me, right, if I'm in that part of the fan base, you got to show me something to get me to come out. And I see that. You haven't convinced me. You've now made it so that I need even more from you if I'm in that position. That's a tough spot.
Isn't it weird, guys, that we may go down in history, not us, but that we were at the lowest attended game of all time?
Yeah, that's cool.
Could be.
Yeah, I would hope that it doesn't
get worse. Yeah, I would hope we keep that record.
Yeah.
I would hope that it's not going to be worse as it goes forward.
The only
way
it could be worse if we hadn't gone.
But I think it's important to understand, like, the players, the manager, they can't do their thing based on what we're talking about.
Right.
That part. Right. But it is something that at the highest levels of management, though, they have to see that and go, ah, damn it. Like, that's not going to help the cause when it looks like that. It's one thing to get beat. It's one thing to lose two or three games to a Boston's good, man. Boston's a real contender. They're a real playoff team. They're legitimately good. It's one thing to lose, but it's another thing to tell the people that are already skeptical.
Yeah.
Hey, guys, look out, because there could be more of this.
Hey, guys, coming up at 2 p.m., we have a really interesting segment. It's the STL Canamoms, which sounds like the kind of demons you face when you open a box. But they are moms who are dedicated to their children and who openly and proudly use cannabis. I saw them on CNN. They did a really nice package on them on CNN. Contacted them. They're going to be in live at 2 p.m. Lots of stuff on the show today. I have 3 days of laying on my back. Show prep here. So
look at that.
Drink it in. I'm going all over the place.
Yeah.
This could be it. This could be the last show.
It just says butt hurts.
Like, Dave's like, I'm out of ideas.
What's wrong with my back? Ow, ow.
Ouch, ouch, butt hurt.
Welcome back, guys. DGS on 104.1 FM KMOX 122. I'm not even looking at the Dow.
Dad, yeah, don't. Good. I
probably
don't.
A solid plan, yeah.
Good for you. It's only going to make him mad.
He's terrifying the dogs. He's terrifying the cats. Oh.
The cats won't take that, though.
No, they won't. Cats mm-hmm. won't be terrified. Lucy wouldn't take that, would she?
Absolutely not.
What do you mean I get 25% less wet food?
Lucy would only do that if it was 100% in the best interests of the country.
And I could see her cozying up to Trump.
Jury's still out on that.
I could see that.
I don't know.
She's pretty mercenary.
Cats will just wait till you're asleep, and then they'll steal your soul.
Lucy's like, I want a new phone. I really don't want these tariffs going through.
A new phone.
So should you even be at work right now with your injury?
You know, I'm powering through, and I hope.
Good for you.
I just hope the higher ups notice.
It doesn't go unnoticed.
I could have left. I could have went to the emergency room.
Sure.
It got a horrible paper cut.
How did it happen?
I was putting a paper into my work backpack, and I took my hand out of the backpack too quickly, and I...
Zzz.
Oh, it got
was,
it.
It barely got me, but it's more the psychological harm.
Oh, yeah. It's always worse.
Because that's one of my most feared things happening is getting a paper cut.
And yeah.
Even if you get a little one, it's like, this the emotional damage is just...
So when I was on the corn crew at mm-hmm. Losh's, you would fill up a wagon with corn, so it's heaping, so it's all packed really tightly in there. Then the sides of the wagon come down. Then you would have the burlap sacks like you'd use on the sack race, and you would reach in, grab two ears of corn, pull them out, put them in the bag. And every week or so, one would stick, and you would just pull back and zzz, you'd get a corn cut. Corn cuts are so much worse, a husk cut. Yeah.
How are they even sharp enough for that?
Oh, they are, my friend.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. It'll dried out.
Yeah.
Ooh.
The wet ones are the worst, though.
I didn't know corn could hurt.
Said that
me.
For my whole life. said that in Boy Scouts a lot.
I used to live near several cornfields, and I would go out there and like pick an ear of corn. The silk, like hair that grows on the inside, I always liked that. But then mm-hmm. sometimes there would be worms in there, and that was terrifying and disgusting.
You had an interesting childhood.
Yeah, it was interesting. Yes.
We grew up very similarly.
Yeah.
Like, I literally grew up across a giant field. I'm not great at it, but probably 100, 200 acres. And it would go from wheat, which was my favorite, because it was pretty, the way it would move with the wind. And I could make little what are they called?
Crop circles.
Crop circles.
It was you!
I probably did do the first one. Yeah.
M. Night Shyamalan was like, this kid's on something.
You were the inspiration.
Yeah, the alien saw it and was like, he's sending a message.
In 76, so I would have been 12, we had our own Olympics and we fashioned a hammer, okay, like a big giant ball bearing on a chain, and no one would do it, so I did it and I hit my friend's grandma. And I just went running. And I went into the wheat field, made a crop circle, and stayed until after dark.
How did you hit the grandma?
Just swinging it?
Hard.
Like, what was she doing there?
Snapping beans.
Oh.
She was just watching the Olympics.
She was just minding her business.
Minding her business.
Oh, man.
Yeah, nailed it.
Snapping beans?
Yep, like green beans.
Oh, I see. Prepare. Yeah, I get you. I get
it's
you.
It's a euphemism.
Yeah. I was like.
No, it's
not. I thought you were talking about
a loose.
No, I thought you were talking about a game or something.
There's grandma snapping beans again.
Like, this is some kind of country thing I'm not aware of.
Yeah, kind of.
I'm more of a city boy.
Yeah, you say snapping beans, you know where you grew up.
Did you ever get out into the cornfield and go like, ah, man, I hope I remember my way back.
Oh, yeah. Because it was taller than you.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I always liked corn. They would either do corn or soybeans where I lived. And the beans were fine, but I always liked the corn. It was more fun. But every once in a while, you'd get out there and be like, I need to leave a breadcrumb trail or something.
Greatest things of my childhood, I had a Star Trek gun, and it shot little yellow BBs.
Okay.
Plastic rubber ones. And you had to buy those. Well, when you shoot them, you can't collect them again, right? I figured out that soybeans were the same size.
Oh?
And so I had an unlimited
Had an arsenal.
Yes.
Man.
Yeah.
I have literally never been in a field of like wheat or corn or anything like that. I've been in like a flat little field, like, you know, like a field, but never been in a...
You've never been in like a corn
maze? I've never
maze?
Been in a crop.
You don't know the painful joy of running across a soybean field, getting cut up when someone's chasing you.
Nope. Do not know that feeling.
You've never done a corn maze, Kevin?
No.
There are people on Earth that haven't done corn mazes?
Yep, never once.
Well, you're making up for all the people who haven't done them.
For real? Yeah. I thought this was like a universal experience.
Is that all you did?
Yeah.
I have done, apparently, more corn mazes than most.
Yeah, there was one
three
of those.
Three or four a year.
Near like this big haunted house that we used to go to not far from where I lived, and we'd go there and you want to do the maze? I'm like, nah, let's just go to the haunted house.
Were you scared?
Of the maze?
Yeah.
No, I just felt like you're going to wander around until you walk to the end.
He was scared.
I don't think Kevin Wheeler was scared of the corn.
Yeah,
he was terrified.
I'm one of the children of the corn. What are you talking about?
Welcome back, guys. DGS 104.1 FM KMOX. It really makes a difference, the weather, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Today's beautiful and crisp. I'm not ready for the hot. I'm not ready for 85.
I'm always ready for 85.
Don't want it.
95, I'm not ready for.
I wouldn't think you'd like it hot, being a ginger.
Well, I'm not a huge fan of direct sunlight, which is why I have to have sunscreen all the time.
Yeah.
But no, I prefer it because I've spent my whole life in it. I'm a being a baseball guy, you're out in that warmth and that heat all the time.
So as you were speaking, I was thinking, we should all go to a pool together, and then you and Rach could just sit under a veranda or whatever.
Yeah, I'll just wear my long sleeve sun shirt into the pool.
And it reminded me.
They call that a rash guard.
Yeah.
It reminded me of when Nick was about 3. He and I were at the pool, and we were walking into the water, and I said something to the effect, oh, the sun's beating down. That's tough on a bald man. And he goes, you're not bald, Daddy. You're balding. And this is when I was still fighting it, and I was like, go!
That's great.
To the heart.
Kids always get it, man.
You're on the road.
So I heard a great story over the weekend. You know how families have feuds, and some people won't speak for several years? There were two brothers, and I'll tell you off the air who it was. I got permission to tell the story, but not to identify the source. Two brothers who didn't speak for 30 years and died having never reconciled, because at Thanksgiving, they got into a fight over whether Abraham Lincoln was gay or not. And they never spoke again for 30 years. in an otherwise super tight, close family.
That does it?
That did it.
So I'm assuming one thought he was gay and the other felt that was very disrespectful.
Yes, yes.
To his memory.
I mean, he's gay. Let's, you know, let's just like, be real.
We've all heard the segment.
How could that
heard the segment.
How could that matter enough to drive a wedge between family members? Like, what in that matters?
Right.
Yeah, it's almost like you're working out some other stuff whenever the catalyst is.
You got to think it wasn't the only issue. You got to think that there was maybe something else bubbling under the surface.
Had to be, right? Like one never got over the other one stealing his toy when they were 10 or something.
You know, something else, speaking of the past, I've told my Six Flags story so many times about the bullwhip and the invisible dog. You know what I realized over the weekend, which is interesting to me and a bit narcissistic, although I was a kid. I never once, in all of the years since, and telling those stories, I've never once thought about what kind of time my mom and dad had at Six Flags. Like, I can't picture Jack and Francis at Six Flags. I can't. In fact, I had to really, really think, were they there? Did I go with Eddie O'Neill's family? What the hell did they do for 8 hours? They're not riding rides. They wouldn't spend money on the food. We had to go back in the parking lot and have wet bologna sandwiches all I wanted was one of those ice cream cones, like the old-fashioned kind we invented in 1904. And, isn't that interesting? I'm just trying to picture my mom and dad in 1976 spending time at Six Flags.
They drove you all the way out there? That's not a drive from South.
That's not a small undertaking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Must have felt like a road trip.
Oh.
When you're a kid, anything more than 10 minutes feels like a road trip.
It was like a wagon train.
Yeah.
It took 3 days. You had to stop and spend the night. Set up camps.
My dad used to take us to Six Flags. He would take me and my brother and our cousins, and he would just post up at Hurricane Harbor for the whole time, and I would always be like, man, poor
dad. I can
see
Mo doing that.
I was always like, poor dad, it seems so boring, and now that I'm an adult, I'm like, that is absolutely
awesome.
The move.
The move?
It's
yeah.
Just go sit by the pool all day.
You know another thing I thought about? And if you're online, let me know if you remember this. You'll have to be my age or older to remember it. But do any of you remember when the brights switch on your car for headlights was on the floorboard?
Yes.
It was on the left-hand side.
Yeah.
It was about the size of half of a prescription bottle. And you just click it with your foot. Click, 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 click.
For the brights on your headlights?
The brights in your head.
Yeah, I don't
think
I ever
had. Why would they change that?
I don't think I ever had a car like that, but I remember it. I remember seeing it.
Oh, I did. My 71 Dodge Dart did.
There you go.
It was cool. And with my OCD, I was just constantly click, 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 click.
Seems easier to forget that your brights are on in that situation.
Maybe.
I don't know.
That's all I had for the day.
There you go.
Grandpa's old truck had it. Thanks, Corey.
Yeah.
I say things like, you got to be old, remember this. And someone goes like, my grandpa did. And I'm like, F you.
Well, thanks a lot.
Immediately you're like, you don't have to say grandpa.
Shut up,
balding.
Corey.
You don't have to say grandpa.
he just gave you the Nick treat.
Yeah.
Block Corey.
Yeah, people on the stream, if ever you want to say grandpa, change it to son.
Yeah.
My son's car has that. Perfect.
Or say like my I don't know.
My car has that, and I'm 13.
Right,
perfect. Thank
you.
Now, we've talked about the past. Let's talk about the future. Look at me. Content king, right? I just got nothing but content today.
Nothing but a content and a sore back.
Have you heard of bodyoids?
What?
Bodyoids.
Yes.
Have you?
Well, now I'm doubting it, now that no one else has.
Evidently, they're supposed to be a real thing in the future, that it would be creating humans in test tubes, I guess, but you only let the brain stem grow so far so that they have no consciousness and no pain, and you just use them to harvest body parts and do tests on. And it's something that scientists and doctors are literally talking about for real doing. Mm-hmm. And they know it won't happen in the next 5 or 10 years, but they think it's going to happen. They're preparing for it to happen, and they're called bodyoids.
This is something that science in general and medicine has been talking about as a possibility for like many, 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 many years. I mean, there are sci-fi stories going back to like the 50s about this, about just the idea of like, what if to help. And there's a ton of like books about. I think Never Let Me Go. The movie is about this, and book about basically what if you could have a clone of you or something like that that has all of your DNA. You're compatible with all of their organs that way. There's no worry that like oh the kidneys it's rejecting the kidney because it's technically your kidney. And you could just have that on standby. So if you needed a replacement kidney, a replacement heart, or replacement eyes, whatever, well, you had a place you could go and get that, and it wouldn't. Nobody would have to.
And no one's suffering.
Yeah, nobody would have to sacrifice their kidney so that you could have a kidney. There's no risk of rejection and immune issues.
How's that hit you?
I mean,
is there any room at all in your mind for it?
I mean, there's some room to consider it. I would have
what
to
a monster.
Know more about it. I mean, if it's just their brainstem isn't grown and they can't feel pain and they have no idea what's happening.
Yeah.
It just, though, feels like a recipe for a disaster with also, like, the rise of AI. Like, what if someone... Okay, now it is sounding like a sci-fi movie, but what if someone's able to get a hold of these things and then it's like, oh, we'll just put artificial intelligence in them.
Yeah, Paul said, and then they come alive.
Yeah.
And hunt you down.
Yeah, we'd have a major, I think, just general morality thing to get over, right? Because there are going to be a lot of people that are not okay with that.
Yeah.
I always thought the new wave on that was going to be 3D printing. Mm. That they were talking about the ability at some
which,
point,
by the way,
to 3D print
is completely
organs.
Made up. That doesn't happen. still to this day. It's
crazy,
it's been out there
it?
For like 10 years yeah. now, and it's still just like, no, no.
Yeah, they do it.
Now they're 3D printing houses.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Obviously, either a really big printer or a
huge
lot of,
printer.
Or they're just putting pieces together, one or the other.
Scott said, your parents may have gone to Miss Kitty's Saloon or the Chevy Show. I doubt it.
Wait, are those Six Flags
them?
Things?
Yeah. Oh,
okay. Can't picture them in Miss Kitty's Saloon?
No, I, mean, like, I can't. No,
it sounded
I can't.
Like a different thing.
I don't think dance my dad went to Miss Kitty's Saloon much, though.
Brian is saying the movie about that is called The Island.
Yeah, yeah, that's Ewan McGregor and... Is that
Scarlett
Johansson?
Scarlett Johansson. Yeah, but there's like also, Scarlett. Andrew's right, there's also a movie, Never Let Me Go, with Keira Knightley, mm-hmm. Andrew Garfield.
And a book. The book is even better. Never Let Me Go, wonderful book.
That takes reading.
Kazuo Ishiguro.
I've read the book, too.
Yeah, he's
a great
really,
book, isn't it?
Just want to throw it out there.
He's really spiking the ball. It's a good book.
Look, I've started reading again, and
can
I'm
be honest
really
with you guys?
Bragging about it.
Today's a Sweet 16, and I wanted to do best movie adapted from the book, but I thought you guys would struggle.
Yeah, you said that in the text, and I was like,
I thought that, too. I was like, I know. Now, Kevin, of course, just passing it down the line, throwing Kevin under the bus.
Hey. I used to read books.
But you know, but the thing is, to know that, you don't have to have read the book.
True.
You just have to know what movie is based on a book.
I think I've only seen, I read Jaws, and I read The Stand, and I can't think of any other movie. Look at me, I'm the one going like, these idiots wouldn't even know what it was.
They wouldn't even be able to comprehend
what
I'm
talking
about.
I read like Jurassic Park.
I didn't know Jaws was a book.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I read Jurassic Park, and then all of the Hobbit and Lord of the Rings and all those.
Oh yeah, I guess I have seen Lord of the Rings.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't read it, though. So.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
You read Jurassic Park?
You kidding
Park?
Me? It's like 1,000 pages.
It was a long time ago. It was back in the Reedy times.
Is it a good book?
Yeah, dude. It's like a legendary. Mm. It's one of the greats. Mm.
Is the Jaws book good?
Read you did.
I didn't read that one.
Yeah, who wrote Jaws? Do we know?
Did Jaws come
Peter Benchley.
Did Jaws come before or after the movie?
Oh, way before.
Way before.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
I also read Star Wars. My most Reedy time was the summer when I was like 13.
Yeah, now those came after the movies.
Yeah. The novelization.
Oh, did
they? Yeah.
I'm going to tell you this, and this is for all the audience out there. The novelization of the third Star Wars movie, Revenge of the Sith, is for some reason it goes so hard. It's like one of the best books I've ever read.
Really?
It goes unbelievably hard.
In my Reedy times, I'm probably read 20 plus Star Wars books that are all different.
Stop saying in my Reedy times.
Yeah. Because it's been a long time. But like these stories that are just, they're involving like Han and Leia have like two or three kids and
the twins,
Luke
yes.
is married or not married, but he loves this lady, Mara Jade, I think it was. Mm-hmm. Like these stories go like crazy. And I read all those.
I think Mara Jade is Leia's daughter.
No.
Yes.
No.
He loved his
niece? No. Yeah, there's no way.
Her last name is Skywalker.
No, you're wrong.
Oh, this is going to, hold on.
You're going to, go Google
well,
it.
We do have
you're
to
wrong.
Figure
yeah.
this out.
150 DGS 104.1 FMK.
Hey, y'all. Poodle and Maddie here from Reality Gaze. Grab your favorite thong because for the first time, we're heading to the villa for the new season of Love Island USA.
I can't wait to watch Ariana babysit these shiny, oiled up adults who I'm pretty sure aren't there for the right reasons.
From the home-wrecking bombshells to the absolute wreckage of movie night.
Pull up a daybed and join us every Wednesday for all the Love Island USA drama.
Find Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcasts.
MOX, hopefully you guys are enjoying the FM signal. Let us know. I think it sounds great.
Yeah.
It sounds awesome.
Yeah. Pretty so much phenomenal. Better. Baseball's so improved. Although it's weird because I'm a little bit nostalgic for that crappy AM signal when it comes to baseball because that's what I listened to my whole life. But it's so much bigger and fuller and beefier. So.
Yeah. Well, the good thing is it's still there if you ever want to hear it.
That's true. If you ever want to take a walk down memory lane. Rach, we live in a very mustachy time. Have you clocked this with the boys out there?
Oh, yes, I have.
And here's the thing, 1 out of 10 can pull off a mustache. Like, I have a normal chin. I don't have a weak chin. I don't have a big Gaston chin. But I think to work a mustache, you have to have a Gaston chin.
Hmm.
Oh?
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm pretty pro mustache. I think most guys that I've seen with a mustache look pretty good with it.
Well, like Big Dave Zimmerman looks good. But yeah. He's a Gaston.
Yeah, I suppose.
Yeah.
I think they look nice. Like
you,
most of
you
the
can't
time.
Think he's attractive because he's your brother, much like a Skywalker.
Right?
Did you win?
Right, I won the nerd war.
All right, congratulations.
Yeah, Mara Jade was eventually named Skywalker because she married Luke.
Turns out the guy who actually read the book, knows the story.
I mean, it was a long time ago, and there haven't been many since. But I read all those
during his reedy times.
Yeah, my reedy times.
You didn't read that book?
I did not read that book. Okay. No, I haven't read any.
Oh, there's lots of those books.
I guess if you had, you would have spiked it on us a few times like you
did.
Yeah,
right. No, I would have read that book.
Incredible book.
Incredible book. Way better than the movie.
You would already know from years ago. I would bring it up all the time.
Andrew, you should work a mustache.
Should I?
Yeah, just shaved.
I just shaved, and I was looking at the mustache thing, and it just...
Did you take it down to just a mustache?
Yeah, I always do, and then I dare to dream for a few minutes. It really looks like Freddie Mercury.
Take it,
not in like a flattering way. Like
take it for a ride, a mustache ride.
Don't say that.
It just looks like
you have a nice full beard.
If Freddie Mercury like had some cheeseburgers instead of
if he bought a Sizzler
going on tour, yeah.
No, a lot of like baseball players just will have mustaches.
Oh yeah,
it's like
they're very
stepped
in right now.
Straight out of the '90s, like with the because everyone has the like long hair and the mustache, and it's very reminiscent of when I was a kid.
Yeah, you know, it always keeps coming.
It looks like Joe Dirt.
That was the '70s, right? Seventies was all about the stash and the wavy hair.
Mm-hmm.
Why is that in with baseball players especially?
I don't know. Right now. I never follow it. Because there was a while there where everybody had the crew cut and short hair and whatever. I don't know.
Did you ever have just a mustache back in your reedy time?
No.
The reedy time.
Never had a mustache.
Well, you lived in Miami in the
90s. Nobody had mustaches. Everybody had the 5 o'clock shadow.
Okay.
The only time in the last 25 years that I haven't had facial, when I haven't had my goatee, I shaved it down to a mustache and a soul patch.
Oh.
That's in the Museum of Bad Dave Decisions.
Yeah.
Oh.
Isn't it amazing how just a little change, changes the entire look?
You ever seen those videos on TikTok where a man will shave for the first time and his kids have never seen it?
Yeah,
and
that
they're
happened.
Afraid of him?
That happened to me. My dad had a mustache our whole lives. We were little kids, and I don't remember when it was. Maybe I was 9 or something. My brother wouldn't go near him.
Yeah.
My brother was 6 years old. He's like, "You're not my dad. I'm not going near you."
I'm in my 30s, and if my dad got rid of all of his facial hair, I'd be like, "I'm scared."
I'm not even kidding. That absolutely happened. He would not go near my dad. He's like,
"Nope,
that's not my dad.
That's not my dad.
You are not my dad."
Ooh, did you see that AI has discovered after all this time that fingerprints are not unique?
What?
Throws
next they're gonna tell us that the snowflakes aren't all unique
throws
either.
Throws the whole thing out the window.
So wait a minute.
If AI is correct.
It does help explain though why all those innocent people go to jail.
No, that's not why.
Well, I think it would be a bigger coincidence.
Yeah, that he had two that were the same. Yeah.
The two people had the same.
Yeah. Okay. That's that would fair. Be pretty remarkable.
That's yeah. Fair. But evidently it's possible.
Yeah.
So, also, did you see the Romanian dragon skull?
Yeah, it's a dinosaur.
Damn it.
I mean, come on. Like,
damn it.
I isn't it much more logical to think that, you know, all of the legends of dragons came from people finding dinosaur heads and not knowing what they were?
Great
like,
point.
That is a monster. Oh, my God.
Or they were dragon. Or they were big flying lizards and people were
yeah,
like,
wow, those guys. That. Yeah, those dinosaurs. Those are, yeah. No.
The Second World War is the largest event in human history.
A 20-part series with Tom Hanks.
No part of the globe was untouched. No life unchanged.
Experience the ultimate account of World War II.
Every single person had a story. These are the stories that make us who we are.
Listen to World War II with Tom Hanks on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.